This scene, right here in front of you, took place 12,000 years ago, but I remember it as if it was yesterday. It was early morning. The rock shelter was wet. The air was chilled. An agile craftsman skillfully struck a rock against my formless body until he had chipped away my excess, until he had brought me forth a precise, razor-sharp spear point. The craftsman's son watched his father, fascinated at his talents. One day, the son would help him in the ritual of the hunt. Just hours after the craftsman laid the finishing touches on my new form, he fastened me to a spear. I was about to take part in a hunt in which his whole family would participate. During this first hunt, and many afterwards, I became familiar with the species that populated the hunting grounds. These hunting grounds, a fertile landscape, would one day, far in the future, be called Horicon Marsh. It has always been my home. I have never left. I have become somewhat of a historian of the land and of the people that have shaped this land for the last 12,000 years. I call this land the Great Hunting Grounds. You likely call it Horicon Marsh. Let me guide you through 12,000 years and show you the things I have witnessed. I will show you why I call it the Great Hunting Grounds. I will show why you call it Horicon Marsh.